Dreamscape presents Heartbeat by Sharon Sala, narrated by Tracy Odom. Chapter 1. The day was new, and the sun was in Amelie Lincoln's eyes. She was driving eastbound on the Tulsa Crosstown Expressway, coming up on a pretzel loop of rebar and concrete, also known as the Interstate 244 and Highway 169 Junction, when her very normal day turned into chaos. Suddenly, the car a few yards in front of her swerved, overcorrected, spun sideways, then overcorrected again, and broadsided Amelie's car. It sent her into a spin before hitting her again, then slamming her car into a concrete abutment. When everything finally came to a stop, the ensuing pileup had traffic at a standstill. Amelie was dazed, bleeding, and trying to unbuckle her seatbelt when her car suddenly burst into flames. "No, no, no!" she cried, then began screaming for help, still trying to unbuckle her seatbelt as smoke rolled up around her. She kept screaming and screaming, trying to open the door even as the first fingers of fire were licking at the legs of her slacks, then the arm of her jacket, when all of a sudden the door came open. She could hear voices shouting and the whoosh and hiss of fire extinguishers, and then some man's voice in her ear telling her, "I got you, lady, I got you." And a voice whispering inside her head, "You're going to be okay." Then everything went black. The time afterward was a blur. Amelie went from an emergency room to a burn unit in Hillcrest Medical Center, and ensuing days and nights of living hell. Time was measured by recurring debridement, the administration of pain meds, and wrapping and unwrapping the burns, and complete isolation. It was a week before Dan Worthy, her across-the-hall neighbor in her apartment building, learned what had happened to her. He was an accident lawyer. He knew she had no family and called the burn unit, asked a nurse to deliver a message to her, and said he'd wait for the answer. The nurse listened, wrote down what Dan Worthy said, and headed for Amelie's room, gowned up, then moved to the side of Amelie's bed. "Amelie, can you hear me?" Amelie moaned, opened her eyes, and then nodded. "Do you know a man named Dan Worthy?"
"Neighbor,"
Amelie said. "He says he's an accident lawyer. Is he so?" Amelie blinked.
"Yes."
"He says he just heard about what happened to you. And if you say the word, then he's going to sue the pants off the drunk who hit you." Amelie chuckled, but tears were rolling.
"Tell him."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?